in the Fast Lane, coming to you live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
NFL Week 12, and we are getting ready for football tomorrow. A couple of games to talk about. Should have been three, but one of them has been postponed. And we visit now with the Professor John Clayton, who joins us on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. First of all, good afternoon, John. And secondly, it really sounds like the Steelers players are kind of irritated that this game tomorrow against the Ravens has been postponed to Sunday. Do they have a reason to be upset by the decision?
Yeah, because, I mean, what it does is it buys more time for the Ravens to get healthier and gives them more of a chance to get more of the players back. And being that they've been the only team that's had this happen twice, because remember, they had to have moved the Tennessee game back, and now you got this game coming back, and their thought is, wait a second, it's like, why is this being hurting us? Now, technically, I think it's a no-brainer that they had to do it, because now you've got seven players, and it's still not out of the question that things could go bad on the Sunday game if they continue to get an uptick in the positive test, because this isn't like we've seen with the Raiders when they had eight players, two that tested positive, and six that were, you know, quarantined for being close contact. And the first time Baltimore, they had eight players after one player tested positive. But now what you're seeing is that you've got seven players that tested positive, and there's no guarantee that you may not have more by tomorrow morning. And if that's going to be the case, then it's probably safer for the protection of everybody to move the game back. But you can understand, you know, the Steelers, for the second time this year, they're preparing for a game. They realize that this does give more time for the Ravens to try to get healthier and better. And so you can see that this disrupts everything like it disrupted in the Tennessee game.
John, one of the most intriguing things here all season has been Tom Brady in Tampa Bay with Bruce Arians and that whole gang of guys, bringing Gronk down there. He's moved in Antonio Brown, all that stuff. It's been well documented that every time they lose, Bruce Arians blames Tom Brady. Every time they win, it's kind of silent. But where we're at on this right now is we're hearing that it's getting a little more tense behind the scenes between the two individuals. Now, they have the upcoming game against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not going to be easy for the Buccaneers. Is there more trouble on the horizon with the Brady and Arians thing, or do you think these guys can get it figured out?
No, I mean, here it is going into the 12th week of the season, and they've not figured it out. And they got a bye week coming up to try to see if they can get things resolved. But you can see how this isn't a fit at the moment. I mean, sure, Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, but how he fits into Bruce Arians' offense is not going right. And the reason for it is Bruce wants him to throw the ball downfield more, because that's the no-risk-it, no-biscuit type of policy that he has. But Tom Brady's better from the underneath stuff, the quick passes and all that stuff. And look at the numbers. For example, in the last four games on passes 20 yards or more, Tom Brady is 0 for 17 with three interceptions. For the season, and of course, again, he wants Tom Brady to throw the ball downfield. You go back to the year when, you know, Randy Moss had the big season and Tom Brady had the big touchdown season and all those different things. He's already thrown 18 more passes 20 yards or more than he did back then. So this isn't a fit for what Tom Brady can do and do now. Maybe if this was like 5, 10, 15 years ago, you can say he can do it. But he is not good right now throwing the ball deep. And, you know, still, they want him to throw the ball deep. And when he throws the ball deep and it goes as bad as it's been, and all of a sudden Bruce rips him. I mean, they're not on the same page.
Well, so that, I guess that leads me to my next question here. In that conference now, which is pretty, you know, let's say it's pretty wide open in the NFC, how does that leave them sitting now? The New Orleans Saints, they've got their issues with Drew Brees, you know, coming back from injury whenever that time may be. The Packers, I think, have had a pretty nice schedule, favorable for them. The Rams are emerging as a top contender as well. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it went from, you know, possibly being a championship team or at least getting to the Super Bowl to now, where do you think they lie moving ahead?
Well, you can look at the standings right now, and you can see they should make the playoffs unless there's a total collapse. and there won't be a total collapse. Sure, they may lose to Kansas City, and that will take them down to 7-5 going into the bye week, but they're still going to win 9 or 10 games. And so the only challenger of the other six teams that anything close to the playoffs is going to be the Chicago Bears at 5-5, and there's no guarantee that they can win too many more games because their offense is so bad. So there's enough winnable games for Tampa to be able to go ahead and get to 9 or 10 wins, because I can't envision the Bears getting to 10 wins or the Vikings getting to 10 wins, because basically they almost have to win all their games. So they're still going to make it as a wild card. I thought they were going to be a wild card before the season and not a division champ, and that's what they're proving to do. What I didn't anticipate is how Brady is just not fitting in Bruce Arians' offense, and Bruce isn't adjusting as much.
John, when you look at the NFC West, I think everybody in the last few weeks went from thinking the Seattle Seahawks were an obvious Super Bowl contender to now wondering if all of those teams are going to get in. How do you view that lone division right now with the Cardinals, Seahawks, and Rams all playing very well?
Yeah, right now, I mean, the Rams are the best team playing in the division, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to win the division, because what you have to look at is the schedule. And the schedule for Seattle is the easiest remaining schedule in football, in the sense that they have to take on three teams from the NFC East, Washington, Philadelphia, the New York Giants, and then the winless New York Jets. So very easily, they could go into Week 16 in a game against the Rams with a 11-3 record, while the Rams still have some tough games coming up, and they also have to play Arizona twice. So even though right now the Rams look like the better team, top two defense, an offense that is very good, and the Seahawks right now have the worst defense in football, but 4 weeks from now, things should look a little bit better for the Seahawks. So I still think they have a good chance to get to 12, maybe 13 wins. And if they win that game, say, on week 16 against the Rams, that could be the eliminator for the Rams in the division.
You know, a month or so into the season, Russell Wilson seemed to be the clear favorite for MVP. And it's obviously early with a lot of season left to go. But the way Patrick Mahomes is playing, now he kind of seems like he's going to be the guy. What would Wilson have to do in order to maintain that and ultimately win most valuable player this year?
Yeah, right now you'd have to say that Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers has the edge over Russell Wilson. But remember, Russell Wilson has the easy schedule. And so all of a sudden, if he rolls off 4 wins and gets to 11-3, beats the Rams and gets to 12-3, their final games against San Francisco, if they're sitting at 13-3 and Russell Wilson has 50 or more touchdown passes, which is still very possible, then I think he can get back and take the top seed to get the most valuable player. But again, Mahomes, you can see that they have a tougher schedule down the stretch, and so that may come back. And they barely were able to beat the Raiders last week, and so I still think that it's a wide open race. But right now it's Mahomes, Rodgers, and then you got Wilson. But when you start to get to week 16 or 17, then Wilson might be back on top.
John, what are we to make of the situation now that's brewing in Miami? Because this team here, I don't think anybody had big expectations from the Miami Dolphins to start the season. Lo and behold, they come out there 3-3. Fitzmagic seems to be doing his thing that he does. They go to Tua, kind of out of nowhere. They decide that this is the time to do it. And then Tua wins 3 in a row, then has a little bit of a speed bump here this week that just went by. They pull him out in the fourth quarter, and they say they're going to go for it with Fitzpatrick. Where does this team go from here now? Because I thought they had declared already that Tua's going to be our guy, but unless he doesn't play all that great, then we're going to go back to Fitzpatrick. Can this team figure it out to even get into the playoffs this year?
Right now, that's because you can look at their run defense, and that could be their Achilles heel. But now I think the situation at quarterback can be the Achilles heel, because the way that the plan was that they wanted to put Tua as a starter during a bye week. Well, that was supposed to be week 11, but because of the Titans and their problems with COVID-19, you had to move the bye week up to week 7. And so now they put Tua in a tough position because he had to open up his career against the Rams, which he didn't play well against, and then the Arizona Cardinals, which he played great. And so he has back-to-back great games, and he lays the dud last week. So you don't know which Tua you're going to get. And if that's going to be the case, that could pull them down. Hey, let's put it this way. Brian Flores, the way he's coaching, the way he's got this team at least in a position to make a playoff run, nobody expected that. And he may not beat out Mike Tomlin, but he's up there for the possibility of being a coach of the year. But I still wonder, can they get the consistent play at quarterback to be able to win?
John Clayton, have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next week.
Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
That is the professor, John Clayton, visiting with us on 101 ESPN. I think it's a good time to maybe talk about some of our picks for Week 12. After having just spoken with a professor who bestowed some knowledge upon us, so we're all smarter. We all know now what's going on in football, so we can better make better educated decisions, I think. Or probably not.
Maybe the latter, Ron.
It's probably the latter on 101 ESPN.